We are down.
Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go down. Night they really played terribly, but it's preseason and you have to find out where your talent is and where your talent ain't, and it wasn't on that field last night, but it was nice to get out. It was a beautiful night, yo. It was nice last night, and when you up there, some people be trying to diss me because I'm up in the nosebleed seats or whatever, but there are no nosebleed seats. The stadium wasn't made so somebody is really, really all that far from the action to where they can't see it. So I'm actually on the 50-yard line. I'm just, you know what I mean, pulled back, but I never get rained on. I'm in a good spot, even though last night was a preseason game. And those are the seats. Those are the games that people give away their tickets to. Like, you never been to an Eagles game? Yeah, you know what I mean, go rock out, blah, 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 blah. But it was a nice, breezy night. You know, like, when you up there in the stands, that wind be, woo, it be swirling. When you down there on the ground, it was like regular. But it was a good look. And the game wound up being tied. That's how it ended, in a tie. Like, what? Listen, get them bums off the field. They was turning the ball over left and right, fumbling and intercepted and all that kind of. I'm like, yeah, tighten up, offense and defense, tighten up. All right, but look, we are here tonight, and tonight on the Daily Go Get 'Emism show, we are here to talk about I don't love him or her. I don't love them, but they aight. I don't love them, but they aight. I don't love them, I don't love them, but they aight. Yo, there's no room to fuss or fight. Well, we're going to talk about that tonight. And we was actually going to talk about that last night, but let's get real about Relationships Thursday. But we can take care of it tonight, and it should be a good look. Have you ever been in a situation? Have you ever been in a situation where, you know, someone loved you, you only liked them, and you could tell the difference? Maybe you were on your way to loving them, maybe one day, maybe liking them the way that you liked them was good enough for you, and, you know. It's a little bit tough when you can see how somebody else's emotions are growing for you much faster than yours are growing for them. You might be pacing. You might just be pacing yourself. Maybe you had been in a relationship that wasn't that much of a healthy relationship before. You don't really want to move too fast. You ain't trying to get in this nothing all crazy. Not yet. You just trying to be all right. Sometimes people don't want to let you just be all right. Sometimes people want you to put your foot on the gas. So let's go. But here's the thing. If somebody is not applying pressure to you, if somebody is not, you know, pushing you to get like uber serious with them, or to get married, engaged, or anything like that, is it okay for you to just be all right? Or do you feel the need to rock the boat, send out a memo, drop off a telegram, send a message, skywrite, listen, I'm not in love with you. I see that you're in love with me, but I got to let you right now know how it's going to be. I don't feel you like that, but I do dig you. I dig you like that. And if you don't apply no pressure, then everything will be okay. And I might get you in a situation later on where we can be together the way that you would like to be together with me. But right now, we got to put our cards on the table and see. Would you feel the need to do that? If you knew that somebody's feelings were growing way faster for you than yours were for them, but they were not applying pressure to you to move forward faster, would you feel the need to be honest with them? Have a sit down. And I'm asking that because I like to know, well, what would be the point? If somebody is not pressuring you to even, let's say y'all was talking, Y'all, you know, y'all got on, y'all go out on dates, y'all do your thing. Y'all haven't really declared yourself man and woman, you know. Haven't declared it, haven't put the stamp on it. You know what I mean? You haven't laid claim, but you can clearly see that somebody is digging you. They got googly eyes for you. Oh, you're so dreamy. And I love to be around you. You astound me. I just love you. Or when you're around, see, and I'm going to make sure that whenever I get the chance to you, we going to dance. And that's either whether we go out to the club or just stay in the crib, do a rub-a-dub and Netflix and chill. And I mean, really, Netflix and chill. We ain't even got nothing. Get a clap of feel. I don't know. I thought it was a worthy situation and a worthy subject. So let's get into it. What do y'all think? What's going on, Stacey White? Thanks for coming on through. Appreciate it. And Care Bear, what's up? And Shanice Brown. Thanks for coming on through. Thanks for always being down. Appreciate y'all. But what do y'all think? What do y'all think about this situation? You know, if you felt like somebody was, first of all, have you ever been in a situation where you were involved with somebody, regardless of how far the relationship had progressed, but have you ever been involved with somebody who you were really just cool with? You weren't in love with. Maybe you have love for them, but that's different than being in love with them. So let's say you weren't in love with them, you know, but you had love for them. Like you had genuine concern for them. You had genuine concern for their well-being and stuff like that. But romantically, they didn't give you goose pimples. They didn't make you want to be around them all the time, even though when you were around them, everything is all good. Have you ever been with somebody that you really thought was just about to get on your nerves, but they don't? Have you ever been involved with somebody that you would be ready to check if they ever got out of pocket, but they don't and they didn't? So have you ever been with somebody that kind of put you on notice, even though you didn't need to be on notice? Have you been there? Have you? Well, I want to know. We want to know. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? So when you know that somebody's feelings for you are growing at a rapid rate, like them things are speeding up, them things are thinging. So how do you handle that situation? How do you handle the situation? I've been in a situation. I definitely have been in a situation. And I think most of the times when I've been in that situation, because it's been more than once. First of all, let me say this. I'm not afraid to love anybody, and I'm not afraid of anybody loving me. So I don't have the same reservations about love that a lot of people have. A lot of people have been hurt. A lot of people have been scarred. A lot of people have been damaged. A lot of people really feel like you know, love has let them down. And I think a lot of that has to do with people's misinterpretation of what love is. And it's not their fault that they are misinterpreting what love is. They've been taught what love is by the wrong people. And I think that explains a lot of why people are running around here talking about marriage is a business. And, you know, it's not about love. It's about respect and all of that kind of shit. Well, I already got respect for anybody that I'm dealing with. If I don't respect you, I ain't got nothing to do with you. And I'm just keeping it a buck. If I don't respect you, I'm not coming around you. You will not see me. So I'm not the type of dude that will mess with a chick just because the ass is all of that, or just because the looks is all of that. I can't do it. This mouth and my actions won't allow me to do it. So even though I might not keep it what you might call 100%, I'm definitely going to make sure that I leave no doubt about where I am with the situation. All right, so me not being afraid to be loved and not being afraid to love, if I see somebody's feelings growing stronger for me than mine are for them, as long as they're not applying pressure, then I don't feel any need to rock the boat. Now, some people might hear that and they might say, well, yeah, that means that you're using them or you're taking advantage of them. I'm like, using them for what? First of all, what is using somebody? I can see when you say using somebody, taking advantage of them, I can see if you're doing that without their consent or you are misleading them in some kind of way. Like if you are promising somebody that they're going to get something if they do something for you that you know that you're not going to deliver to them, even if they do something for you, then yeah, that's wrong. But if a man and a woman are involved with each other and they like each other and they are acting as if they like each other, even though the scales might not be totally balanced, then what's the problem? Now, there are a lot of people out here who think that love has to be equal. And I don't know how you measure that. Like, I know what they mean by it, but I don't know how you measure. I don't know how you measure somebody's feelings for you versus yours. I know how I feel. There is no doubt in my mind about how I feel about anything. Even things that I'm unsure about, I still know how I feel about it at that present moment, that time, that area, that situation. All of this, I don't know how, I mean, I kind of like them. Well, you know you kind of like them. That's how you feel. Well, you know, I don't think I'm all the way there. That's how you feel. You're not all the way there. I mean, you can be honest with yourself about that, but if somebody's not pressuring you to be they number one or whatever, or even if they asking you to be their number one, but they're not saying that, listen, this is what comes along with this and these are the provisions and this is what you got to do and blah, 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 blah. If you dig them, first of all, you got to like them. You got to at least like them. If you don't like somebody, then yeah, you probably are taking an unfair advantage of them or you are using them. But if you like them, I can't tell you that you can't go with what you like. But some people say that. Now, all of this scales being balanced, like, I got so much to say tonight. I'm gonna have to slow it down. I'm gonna have to pace myself a little bit. Because, you know, the internet, they be having me wanting to respond to every dumbass little post. And I shouldn't say it's dumb, the posts are dumb, because they're probably just dumb to me. Because I just can't go with the cookie cutter thought process that I see so much going on out here. Like, I hear cats out here talking about a lot of females saying shit like, well, like my grandmother always told me, don't marry or don't get with who you love, get with who loves you. So your grandmother told you that your feelings don't matter, your desires don't matter, and who you want to be with doesn't matter. So your grandmother told you to never choose, always be chosen. And I'll be hearing people like, yeah, yup, my grandmother told me the same thing. My mom told me the same thing. My dad told me this. I'm like, what the fuck? So don't go with who makes you happy. Go with who you make happy. And since the internet likes to throw around terms like narcissist and gaslighting and all of these psychological terms and all of that, well, that sounds very narcissistic to me. Don't marry who you like. Marry who likes you. Another, so you can be in control. So, like, my feelings will be protected as long as I don't allow myself to get engulfed in the strong feelings that I have for somebody. As a matter of fact, when I start to feel really strong for somebody, I should break out and go for somebody who has strong feelings for me before I start, I don't know, doing things that people who love each other do, like submitting, like wanting to be around them, like trying to spend extra time with them, like trying to procreate with them, like, you know, making plans for the future. No. You got to grow old with somebody that values you. I got to put myself on the king or the queen pedestal. That's how it sounds to me. Now, maybe it's just me, but that is how it sounds to me. Don't marry who you love. Marry who loves you. And all I be hearing is facts. Oh, should I say, all I be seeing is facts. I know that's right. Mm-hmm. All right. I know me. I ain't going to be with nobody I don't love. Ain't going to happen. I don't give a fuck with nobody, buddy. We're going to get to the love bag. Wait, what else? So, and the marriage is a business shit. Don't talk to me like that. I ain't heard a grandparent yet say that love is a business. Like, baby, love is a business. And you better hurry up and get to that business. Did that business call you? Did you have kids with your business? Ain't nobody gonna buy the business when they get the milk from the business for free. I ain't never heard no grandparents say this shit. Where they getting this bullshit from? What is this bullshit? Marriage is a business, but that's because they've given up on love. And they've given up on love, in my opinion, because they haven't found out or been told or taught what true love is. They've been taught that their feelings are wrong. See, it's because you fell in love that made you do this for that nigga. You know what I mean? Here it is. You waiting on a nigga to get out of jail because you love and shit. You could be out here. Listen, there are plenty of ways to put yourself in a good position and plenty of ways to put yourself in a bad position. But this love is a business shit. I mean, marriage is a business shit. I'm like, man, y'all go somewhere with that dumb sounding shit. And they're never able to stand up to scrutiny or debate when it comes to that. Like, yeah, love is a business. If marriage is a business, I mean, where's your LLC? Who are your customers? Where's your client base? I'm just saying, how y'all get, you know, where the money coming from? What's your business model? Do you have a business plan? Do you know what a business plan is? What up, Mia? What up, Vita? Thanks for coming on through. I'm over here ranting a little bit. I'm all over the place. We talking about... I don't love him, but he all right. Can you move forward if you just all right with somebody? Are you wrong for just feeling like somebody's all right? Can you just stay where you are for a minute, or do you have to get happy feet? Have to have happy feet. Happy feet. Got to get to the love bag. Mia says, how about y'all love each other? Yes, that's ideal. But this show is when the scales aren't balanced. And if the scales aren't balanced, do you have to balance the scales? And if you do balance the scales, how do you know that the scales are really balanced? So, you know, just speaking of the scales being balanced, you know what I'm saying? Because I was just having a conversation with my daughter the other day about balance in nature. You know how when nature always seeks to balance itself, and when nature can't balance itself, then you get natural disasters. That's when you get the hurricanes. That's when you get the tsunamis. That's when you get the earthquakes. That's when you get the volcanoes. That's when you get the tornadoes. That's when you get all this stuff. But we don't know if nature means equality. As far as balance is concerned, I don't know if balance means that. I know in math, balance means that they are equal. In nature, I don't know if they work by mathematical equations. Could it be that in nature, balance means that one side gets everything that it needs, and that's the balance? In love, could it mean that you don't have to feel exactly the way the other person feels, but each person has to get what they need? maybe there's a different balance that we need to be in search of or gain more understanding about. And I don't think it's being taught out there. That's why I'm here. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I got to open up the box and try to look inside, see what's going on. We got to get a little bit more analytical. And that's what we want to do tonight on Daily Go Get Them Ism Show. So we talking about, yeah, you know, I don't love them, but they all right. They all right. They love, I like. Maybe one day I'll get to the love, but right now, I ain't there. Now, if it's a situation where, because they are only I to you, if you're planning to move on from them, I do think that you should give them a heads up. Don't let somebody be doing for you and feeling for you and making plans for you when you know that, you know, I mean, you got your eyes on somebody else. Like, look, man, you know, like, my ex just came home from jail or the army or, you know what I mean? She went down to Atlanta and came back up, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, you know, because she was going back to find. Going back to find. That dreams don't always come true. No way. She's leaving on that midnight train to Deptford. Leaving on the midnight train to Deptford. Woo-hoo! Oh, that's when you ain't have enough money to get to Georgia. So they got to pick you up in Deptford, New Jersey. They got to pick you up in Deptford, New Jersey, so you can, you know what I mean, make your way to Newark to get on a plane to get to Georgia. Hopefully, you know, because they got a Southwest terminal. You can get, you know, you can go right to Atlanta. Now, if you got to go to Savannah or Augusta, you might have a little problem. But somebody can come get you. Getting on the midnight train to Deptford. Woo-hoo! I'd rather live in his world than live without him in Deptford. Beast Camden. You don't want to be on that midnight NJ Transit to Camden. Getting on the NJ Transit to Camden. Oh, shit! I'd rather stay in his crib than get shot at. All right. Hold on. All right, Care Bear says, yes, I dated someone who I cared about, but their feelings for me were on a high level. He kept pressuring me to be more without giving me time to catch up. I ended it because it didn't feel right. Interesting. I got questions. And she also says, I was told by an aunt that marriage is a transaction, is transactional, and on some levels it is. Okay. Transactional. All relationships are transactional. When people say, with the people that I know that have said that marriage is a business are people who they've been love scorned. You know what I mean? They've been disappointed, let down. They don't believe in love no more. A lot of them never knew what it was in the first place. V to B said, oh, Lord, just I. Yeah, sometimes, you know what I mean? You know, he I. Was she I? You know, like, sometimes people have a lot of redeeming qualities about them, but you know, deep down in your heart, they're not the one. That don't mean y'all can't have nothing right now, but, and it doesn't mean that can't change. But at the present time, you know, we always say and keep it, be true to yourself. Well, you got to be true to yourself. But does being true to yourself mean shaking up the whole box? Like, yeah, I know I ain't really feeling you like that, even though I don't mind, even though I have a good time when I'm around you. You know, but my heart don't be beating out my chest, and I don't be having goose pimples. And, you know, when the phone ring, I don't be like, oh, I got to get this. You know what I mean? I'm not there yet. But just like I said, you know, sometimes, you know, you might be involved with somebody that you really think is about to get on your nerves or will get on your nerves, and then they don't. Like, damn. What? It might make you have to reevaluate your own shit. A lot of times we try to give ourselves credit for already having our thoughts together. And a lot of times we don't have our shit together. We don't. A lot of times we don't have our thoughts and feelings together. We haven't corralled them. We haven't even learned how to manage them yet. And that's me and a whole lot of other people. We're not always sure that the person that we're with is who we want to be with. I know I haven't always been sure. What the fuck? I'm really like, shit. I mean, you bought products that you wasn't 100% knowledgeable about when you bought them. You bought cars that didn't work exactly the way you thought they would work. You bought them because they looked good. And it was supposed to be a good car. You know, like a Mercedes-Benz C-Class. It was an affordable Benz. Had the Benz symbol right there in the front of the car. Right there on the grill. It was looking good. Man, this is definitely... These the Eco Benz. This is the Benz for people who say they want... For the people who always wanted a Benz but couldn't really afford a Benz. So you got to book the Benz for under $40,000, brand new. All right, we're doing the damn thing. You got C-Class. That's different from like a CLK. They're different C-Classes. But one thing is for sure, a C-Class ain't an E-Class. And an E-Class ain't an S-Class. If you get a wagon, then you're talking about a G-Class. Okay, let me see. B2B says, I mean, some people grow on you, right? I mean, true. And you might be waiting for it to grow. Like I said, just because you're not in love doesn't mean that you're unhappy. Just because you're not in love does not mean that you're unhappy. But if you are unhappy, then you know what you're supposed to do. Mia Cunningham says, like fungus, Vita. They grow on you like fungus, really. Really? So negative. So negative. Vita says, I've seen the seasoned couples talk about how they used to dislike each other. Then after 10 to 20 years, they start looking like each other because they are always around one another. Well, any couple that has been with each other for more than 10 years, they done been through some shit. They definitely were not fully in love and all of that shit. They done dealt with feelings of insecurity. They may have dealt with infidelity. They may have even dealt with outside children and all that kind of stuff. And not to dwell on the negative, but these are things that people who have been with each other go through. They've been in situations where they were not in love with each other. Hopefully, like my dad said, as long as the two people don't fall out of love at the same time, y'all good. So one person got to still be in love if the other one is out. And when I first heard him say that, I was like, the craziest thing. But hold on. Yeah, if they both fall out of love at the same time, they have nothing. But if one person is still there, they're going to... Kind of like having a tag team partner. When you get tired, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to handle business and be fresh while you rest up a little bit and come back in when I get tired. So one person still being in love is like saying one person is still trying. You can't have both people not trying or not willing to be trying at all. So I can see it. Mia says, forget the business plan. Give us the recipe for what's in the cup, sir. Oh, this cup, this is some good tea today. Today, I got the dandelion root. I got the root up in here, and I got some echinacea in there, and I got the spearmint in there. This shit's good. For real, this shit, you can taste the power. It got bite. Wow. Good shit. And of course, I got the lime up in there, and it's sweetened with honey. The raw. The raw. All right. The audio was chopping you, Mia? I don't. VDB says, yep. All relationships are transactional. Yeah. All right. Mia says, I had to go out and come back. Okay. Hopefully that fixed it. All right. Vita says, I feel like situationships sometimes grow into love. I hate using words. See, this is why the internet be making me mad. What the hell is a situationship? What is that? What is that? You know what a situationship means to me? That means that somebody ain't getting what they want. Somebody wants something and ain't getting something. Either that or somebody else speaking on what somebody else has. I ain't never been in a situationship. But I bet you somebody else has said I was in a situationship. And I bet you it wasn't the other person that I was in that relationship with. You know, like, that's what it sounds like to me. You know, like, either one person in the relationship isn't happy, or they're not getting what they want, or it's not going in the direction that they would like to go, they would like it to go into. But you notice that person is still in it to win it. They're still trying. They're still being patient. Situationship. That sound like prostitution to me. That's a situation. You know what I mean? Like, give me the money. I'll give you some ass. All right, we done. Situationship. Maybe a situationship is prostitution when you can't afford the hotel. Like, all right, so you got enough money for the sex, but you don't have enough money for the hotel. You are short. This is a situationship. Because, you know, the pimp ain't going to let her, you know what I mean, just lift up a skirt and let you hit it in the alleyway. And she ain't going to go in your car. Too dangerous. Situationship. But if somebody, if like your cousin or your friends or your mom or somebody else is judging the situation that you're in, yeah, that's where you're probably more likely to hear the word situationship. Like, you know, internet shit. Shit, some marriages could exist under the definition of what people say a situationship is. I've known some loveless marriages. Are they situationships? That sounds like a situation to me. You know how the cops in the movies and on TV be like, oh, sir, we have a situation? Yeah. A loveless marriage. It sounds like a situation to me. That might be a situationship. No? I think it could be. I think it could. A loveless marriage. I wouldn't want to be in a loveless marriage. I don't want nothing to do with no loveless marriage. Imagine you going to the altar, getting a dress and, you know, inviting guests and all of that for somebody you don't even love. You going to do that? Damn, man, you's a clout chasing motherfucker. All of this to get with some new Cuisinarts and some toasters? You know, a couple of dollars? I don't know. V2B says they accidentally get together. Accidentally get together. And I don't know if they accidentally got together, but they might accidentally have a baby. I've known that to happen. Yeah. I guess that could make you accidentally be together. Like, yeah. I was about to stop messing with this joint, but yo, she already 16 weeks in, son. She's 16 weeks in. She's 16 weeks. says, I need some of that tea. I'm telling you, y'all, look, y'all know where I get my stuff at. Wayne Avenue Health Food Store. Wayne Avenue Health Food Store. 5007 Wayne Avenue. Go check my man out, Shakir Kareem. Him and all his people, they be hooking me up. Wayne Avenue Health Store. 5007 Wayne Avenue. You need the numbers, 267-338-6488. Once again, the number is 267-338-6488. Let me put it in the comments. They definitely care about the community. They're worthy of a free plug. Yep, that's where we at. Boom. So go check my peoples out. Tell them Omar sent you. You know what I mean? All right. Gabriel says, okay. Gabriel says, okay, wait. Vita says, or they can't leave the nest because the situation is convenient. Okay. Gabriel says, a situationship is going with or messing around with somebody, but not being in a full-fledged relationship. I just don't know who determines what a full-fledged relationship is. Now, if you're talking about a fully committed relationship, only the two people in that relationship can determine that. But I just hear too many people outside of the relationship using situationship. I don't hear people who are in the relationship using the word situationship. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Kevin says, I'm not fond of the term, but I understood it the first time I heard it, Okay. Vita says, nah, situationship. Like you meet someone who may be living a situation not up to your standards and maybe the other willing to work around it. This means they just, all right, okay. Well, I imagine that two things can be true at the same time. Vita says, I am in Florida. Okay. Oh, they will ship it. Oh, they definitely ship. They definitely ship. Yeah. Absolutely. You know what I mean? You just give me your credit card. Give me credit card. You know what I mean? They gonna give you the hook. All right, good looking. All right. B2B says, hey, you right. Birthday coming up, so may see at Care Bear. Okay, all right. Care Bear says, true. But sometimes one person wants to be committed and the other doesn't. Yet they still fugging and spending time together, though. Well, they evidently started fucking before anything was cemented. But once again, I just think that's a determination of the people in the relationship. That's all I'm saying. I just hear people outside of that relationship calling it a situationship. I just don't hear. I haven't heard people who was in the relationship calling it a situationship. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying nothing else. That's all I'm saying, though. Make sure y'all hit the like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. I'm your host, Sun 752, and we are talking about, I don't love them, but they all right. I ain't in love, but they all right. Why we can't just be all right for a minute? Evidently, I reserve no right to be a'ight. Evidently, evidently, I have no right to be alright. People always trying to give me a label when I'm inside me and my joint. Got it going on between each other, but I gotta prove myself to a brother or some others that's looking on. Yo, why don't y'all worry about y'all own shit? We gonna get what we came to get from each other, and we are good. Yeah, she like a mother to my kids, and I like the way she did the things that she did when she do what she do, and she like what I do to her times two, and we gonna get through the storms that come our way. Listen to the words I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say, yo, you gotta mind your own biz, and I ain't trying to be disrespectful to you, but you gotta understand that we be together, we be connected, like connect four and glue. And I'm talking about the Gorilla Glue, not like the kind of girl putting the hair, but she got paid off that shit right there. But I ain't really trying to give you no scare. Yo, yo, it's the deal. And I'm going to tell y'all the way I feel when a man and a woman get together, they be talking about things that other people don't understand. When a man and a woman get together, they make deals and treaties with each other people don't understand. When a man and a woman get together, they make each other feel other ways that people don't understand. Man and a woman get together, they talk about shit that they gonna talk about when people can't understand. Man and a woman get together, they one and one, they equals two, people can't understand. I said, man and a woman get together, they got some shit going on. None of your business that you can't understand. You know, when a man and a woman get together, man, you know, they get, you know, when they by themselves, they talk about a whole lot of shit that they don't talk about to nobody else. They make each other feel a certain kind of ways that nobody else can understand. And there's something that has to be said for when a man and a woman keep getting back together. Now, they don't see each other, get with each other, try to connect with each other, then that says something. But when they keep getting together under the circumstances that they determine for each other, and that keeps happening, the rest of the world can say what they want to say. But there's something here. Now, one person might want that thing to be, a lot further on than the other person wants. But evidently, they're not disgruntled with where they are. But everybody else, nobody else can understand that. Because I'm not going to explain that to you. I'm going to tell you, like, listen, you know what I mean? Mia, we got it going on in the way we got it going. I'm not going to explain, like, well, listen, you got... If you don't want to respect our situation, then that's on you. If you don't want to respect the way that I feel, that's on you. If you don't want to respect the way she feels, that's on you. But when we're together and when we're asked about it, you're going to have to respect what we require, what we ask about each other. Because I'm not going to share with you, more than likely, everything that's going on. Some things are just between. Mia says, true. Some things are scared. You probably mean shared. Some things are shared or should be between one another. Others on the outside look at what they have and wonder why or how. But that's what outsiders are supposed to do. I mean, they're curious. I ain't going to say that everybody's all nosy, all nebby, all up in the business. But what I will say is their natural curiosity comes in. And it's not because they're in such a great situation themselves, but sometimes you can understand how you can want something for somebody else that you're not able to get for yourself. Like if I'm my daughter's father, my son's father, whatever, and I've been scarred, scorned, hurt by love. I've never really been able to get it popping, you know, whether it was by their mothers or not. I'm going to want them to be able to get what they want. So the advice And the direction and guidance that I give them is going to be not from following my example, but from me setting an example that will be better for them. I don't want them to feel in bad ways that I felt. I want them to feel all of the good things that I felt. I don't want them to make the same mistakes that I made that could have really cost them time, effort, and emotional energy. I don't want them to go through that. So, of course, I'm going to coach them from a different standpoint of what I had going on. If I never graduated high school, if I never went to college, you think I'm going to say I'm not going to encourage my kids to graduate high school or go to college? No. If I never became a millionaire, I'm going to tell my kids it's okay if you don't become a millionaire, but I'm going to also tell them go for yours. If a millionaire or billionaire is what you want to be, go for it. If you got it like that, go. You got to get what's for you. What's for you ain't what's for everybody. And what's for everybody ain't for you. And sometimes, especially with the internet shit, we lose sight of all of that over a bunch of memes. Over a bunch of memes. Just because you're not in love doesn't mean that you're unhappy. You can be in a relationship and not be in love. It doesn't mean that you're unhappy. But everybody's going to tell you, no, you're not happy because you're not in love. When you was in love before, you was happy. Everybody that's in love ain't happy. I know plenty of people that's in love and ain't happy. You want some numbers? I gave y'all the number to the Wayne Avenue Health Food Store, but I got some other numbers from people that's in love right now and ain't happy. Niggas is jealous. Niggas is insecure as shit. And why? Because I feel like I love her more than she loved me. I feel like he loved me. I feel like I love him more than he loved me. But do he treat you bad? No, but. I mean, do he be avoiding you? No, but. Well, I mean, you know, is he holding out on something? It's not that, but you know, like, you're insecure, shorty. I mean, you think he's cheating on you? I mean, you know, I have my suspicions, but, you know, I did go through his phone before, and I ain't seen nothing. And, you know, this girl at his job that I thought that he might be hooking up with, but it did turn out that it really was his cousin like he said it was. His mom said so. And now they mad at me because, you know, I went up to his job and said some things and did some things that I, you know, probably shouldn't have, but I mean, cause he don't be expressing himself. It be stuff that I be wanting to know, and he don't be telling me. Like, you saying he's secretive? He not really secretive, but I don't feel like he opened up. I don't feel like he like, you know, like dudes don't be open. They don't really, you know, they keep all their feelings inside. Like, what kind of feelings do you think he keeping inside? You know, like stuff. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I be opening myself up to him, and I be telling him everything about the way I feel. And even if I don't say it, it show in, like, what I do. When last time you saw him? Last night. Well, we live together. We live together, but I'm saying, I'm saying, Stacey said, okay, I will say it, they is nosy. Well, people who care about you want who you're with to care about you. They just want the best for you. They might not be able to express it the best way, but they want the best for you. It could be worse. They could really just be hating and want you to fail miserably. And maybe they're miserable. But I definitely know some people who are in love and are unhappy. They are uncomfortably in love. Goes back to that thing about balance. You should feel for me the same way I feel for you. I don't know how. Do I look like I got a XX chromosome? Do I? Do I? You trying to say I'm a bitch? I ain't no bitch. I ain't no bitch. Let me tell you something. Don't get disrespectful, shorty. No, oh, it's just like I can tell. I can tell. I can tell. But you know, it is what it is, man. It is what it is. But yeah, you know, patience. But yeah, we talking about, you know, I don't love them, but they aight. They aight. Now, I'm going to say this once again in case we missed it in the fray or whatever. If somebody is just aight to you, if they just aight and you're planning to move on or you're just using them as a pit stop or a rest stop, then nah, that's not acceptable. If you know that they are expecting you to do something more with them or something better, then that's not acceptable. That's not being true to yourself, and that's not being true to somebody else. So that I don't support that. But if you are comfortably aight with somebody until you can feel more in love with somebody, and they're not pressuring you, don't rock the boat. Chill. You know, enjoy the fucking ride. It's all, I don't want to oversimplify this. I like a car that has rims and shit. You know, fog lights, tint. Heavy on the gas. Does it mean I won't drive a car that doesn't have rims or the ones that I like? A tent or fog lights? Don't mean that. Eventually, I can get the rims that I like. The tent, the fog lights. And whatever other amenities. But right now, the car, it drives nice. It drives nice. So until I can, you know, afford or, you know, find the things, the other things that I want for it or that I like on it, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this. Now, if I'm planning to trade the car in, it's a whole different story. I should have went and got a rental. Or whatever. So, that's all I'm saying, y'all. That's all I'm saying. So, yeah. Everybody else can say what they want to say about your situation, about your transactions, about your love, your like, about what you have going on. But ultimately, it's all on you. It's all on you, baby. It's all on you. Got a little bit of summertime left. We got a little bit of summertime left. And, you know, I think about them teenage summers. Because, you know, like, you know, them summer loves back when you was a teenager and in your 20s, them shits was real. And a lot of, you might have had your summer girlfriend, your summer boyfriend, you know what I mean? I remember certain summers I went away, you know, met somebody, you know, had to come back home.
sometimes those short situations had you, and in your youth, had you really evaluating what your feelings were really like, because you had to, everything was rushed, even though when we were younger, it seemed like the days, weeks, and months were longer. And they were, because they were a greater percentage of our time than we are now, that we have some years on us. But you, I mean, still summertime, man. I mean, think back to when you was 14, 15, 16 years old and how you felt then. And if you can find any of that in what you're going through now, what you're doing now, show some appreciation for your situation and for yourself, because it could be a whole lot worse. It could be a whole lot worse. You could be on some old, you know what I mean? I don't think it's in the cards for me to ever be in love or to even be in, like, I'm shutting this thing down until somebody gives me an offer that I can't refuse. You don't want to go there. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious August 18th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Coleman Melvinia. Melvinia Coleman turning 50 years old today. And also my girl Tasha Bryant, Delaware Stand Up, turning 52 years old today. And also Oma Saravia, or Saravia, turning 46 years old today. And Stella Greer, happy birthday to you. And Keisha Brown, turning 29 years old today. And Eric Michael Gregory, go get a Eric Michael Gregory, turning 51 years old today. And Henriquez turning 36 years old today. And my namesake Jamaican brother, Omar McIntyre. Yes, O-M-A-R McIntyre. Turning 43 years old today. Happy birthday, young cuz. And also Annette Jones turning 64 years old today. And Latanya Somerville turning 51 years old today. And LaVonya Chef Mitchell, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my girl go-getter Angela Poole, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And I hope that today finds you all a good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious August 18th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the dance. I rock out, rock on it, do the dance. Rock out, rock on it, do the dance. Thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen. Your thing is your thing. And the way you feel is the way you feel. And how you deal is how you deal. As long as you are keeping it true to yourself and with the other person that you're dealing with, and however you choose to love, like, or feel is up to you. What I don't want you to do, and I can't even stop you from doing it, is not being true to yourself and being true to somebody else. So you true to your health and your wealth. Health is wealth, but it won't get you no packages from Amazon. And I have to tell y'all that I hope that you got it going on and on. We will be back tomorrow for another Daily Go Get 'Emism show. Actually, it'll be the Urban Therapy with Sun show tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So make sure y'all come on through. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. So Blog Talk, we gonna get you out of here. Yeah. And for my YouTubers.